It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar. In tech headlines, II-VI Incorporated released results of its second fiscal quarter by saying cash flow from operations was up 26%. Company CEO Francis Kramer says despite sluggishness in China, he's very encouraged about the prospects ahead for the company. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh say they have a way to move compressed natural gas at a lower cost without sacrificing safety. Researchers are utilizing metal organic frameworks to develop a new type of storage system that would absorb the gas like a sponge and allow for more energy-efficient storage and use. And now the Pittsburgh Tech Report goes inside the brain. It's not much bigger than a laptop computer and a set of ski goggles, but workers at Neurokinetics and the RIDC Park in O'Hara Township believe they've created technology that, if approved by the FDA, will help diagnose concussions.
Not quite what Star Trek envisioned, because that's a little bit more sort of smaller, easier, portable, but on the right kind of path.
That's Neurokinetics president and CEO Howinson Schroeder. The company goes back more than 30 years. Its first product used a massive motor-mounted chair and a video camera to watch a patient's eyes while the chair spun and rocked in a darkened chamber. It's used in about 135 hospitals and clinics to help diagnose a slew of balance, dizziness, and headache issues. But even a pared-down version of the system is expensive and must be set up in a controlled location and run by a trained professional. Schroeder says the core function of the product was the ability to finally measure the movements of a person's eye.
The eye's moving up and down, moving left and right, actually twists in your head. The pupil is changing, and your eyes are working together or not. And given the level and quality of the technology, we're throwing away probably 85% of that data. So we've invested heavily in that eye tracking so that we can keep 99% of that data.
The eye tracking was coupled with some virtual reality technology and crammed into a pair of goggles that gets hooked up to a portable computer, making measurements by the millisecond.
This can live in a primary care physician's office. This can live in a locker room. This can live at a forward base for the military. So this changes the paradigm. As long as this virtual reality stuff with our very simple geometry works well, we've got the answer. And the many tests that we've already done suggest it works great.
Dr. Michael Hoffer at the University of Miami is doing some of the field testing. The subjects put on the goggles for about 12 minutes and watch white dots move through virtual space in very specific ways. As their eyes track the dots, their movements are recorded.
We've tested it on over 200 individuals, and it's very accurate and very reproducible and relies on reflexes. Reflexes can't be faked. We can pick up changes, even if they're little changes.
The accuracy of the Neurokinetics product at picking out a concussed individual is around 96%, according to Schroeder.
When you put that on and you test negative, go back to play, go back to work, go back to the battlefield, go back.
But that all needs to be proven, because right now the FDA says there is no set concussion indication or mechanical or imaging test that can diagnose a concussion. At this time, the only way to look at someone's eyes and diagnose a concussion or any of the other health problems that are often detected through abnormal eye movements is for a highly trained specialist to do a subjective examination.
They know what they're looking for. What we're able to do now is we're able to actually to pull that art, turn it into science, which is going to allow us to put that at the front lines of healthcare.
Neurokinetics hopes to get the needed FDA approvals by 2017. That's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.